He hit all the themes you would expect. Healthcare, the border, faith and family, the Second Amendment, and of course a couple of swipes at Hillary Clinton. It's all sporting for Donald Trump. He just thrives on the energy. Live from Orlando, this is the Steve Gruber Show, a special edition down here overlooking what are now quiet streets. But, you know, about 10 o'clock last night, 10:30, man, this place was packed with thousands and thousands of people, 20 to 25,000 inside the Amway Center. It was quite a sight to see. And, what I didn't see, though, were a tremendous amount of protesters. Kind of surprised me. Liz Peek joining us, columnist from Fox News and the Fiscal Times, to sort it out a bit further. Liz, good morning.
Good morning to you. What fun to be there.
It is fun to be here, you know, and we got inside, and the energy, you've been to some of these events. I mean, Donald Trump just, he feeds on the crowd, and he had a good time last night. He delivered exactly what the base wanted, and they had fun with it, didn't they?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was pumped up, and look, this is an important moment. He needs to re-energize those millions of people who decided they'd had enough of convention and the establishment and wanted a change. He has to convince them that he is still the change agent, that he has lots yet to do. And I think that's, you know, that's a really important message to get out there.
It certainly is. You know, it's interesting to note that, you know, we're here and we see the place packed right to the rooftop, the rafters, it's full. And then you look at the thousands of people that are still outside trying to get in, and then you compare that to Joe Biden, who has trouble filling a diner, right? And yet I'm told in the polling, well, it's true, you know, you laugh, but it's true.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah.
But you're told that somehow Joe Biden's up by 12 or 14 points and Bernie Sanders would win by 12. And I'm like, I'm out here, and I see what's going on the ground here in Orlando. We talk to Uber drivers from different places. We talk to people on the street, people that are part of the rally, people that are not. I don't see it, Liz. I just don't buy the polling again. I'm like, it doesn't make sense to what I'm hearing and seeing and understanding.
Well, first of all, it's incredibly early to take any of these polls terribly seriously. And Fox News has occasionally put up on the screen similar polling from past presidential runs for the incumbent showing they're behind. Look, at this point, the incumbent is a little stale, and you have a new guy coming on promising, in Biden's case, everything under the moon, including curing cancer. So there's a lot of excitement about a possible change, a lot of energy on the left. I don't think Biden will be the candidate. I don't think he generates, as you say, enough energy, enough excitement. All the energy on the Democratic Party is on the far left, and I think that they will not be able to help themselves from nominating probably Elizabeth Warren or someone who is going to carry that mantle. I don't think that's going to beat Donald Trump. And if you look at those polls, yes, Biden has a pretty big lead because he's fairly new in the race. But look where it was. Biden came in with 40-something, 44%, I think, of the Democratic vote and is now down to 34. He's
correct.
Sliding because what does he stand for? He doesn't really stand for anything. And I think here's what's going to kill him at the end, and I probably will write about this today. Where's he raising money? He's raising money on Wall Street. I mean, what could be more antithetical to what all those progressive Democrats want to hear? They don't want to hear that Wall Street financiers think Joe Biden is a safe bet, and that's what they're saying.
I'm not sure that Joe Biden gets out of next weekend in Miami, to be honest with you.
Well, I think that's going to be a pivotal moment. And lucky for Elizabeth Warren, she comes first. And that's going to be a big platform for her. She's going to completely clobber, I think, anyone else in that first stage. Biden, in contrast, has to go up against Bernie Sanders. And he has to go against Pete Buttigieg. He's going to look, forgive me, he's going to look old. And a little bit maladroit because that's what he is. And, you know, I think when Democrats rally to his cause now, it's because they think he can win. The minute he fumbles on that debate stage, they're going to come head to head with the reality he can't win against Trump.
Well, you make a good point there. In fact, if you put Elizabeth Warren's numbers together with Bernie Sanders, and I do that because you take two fairly very progressive socialists, if you will, and put those numbers together, they far exceed what Joe Biden has to offer. But in the real world, here in Florida, where the economy is booming, I mean, there's cranes behind me, there's construction on the I-4. Of course, there always is. But, I mean, there's things being built everywhere. Same is true in Michigan. I was in Denver last week for a couple of days. The same thing is going on there. There is a building boom in America right now. So I think when you get to the final leg of this, if it's an Elizabeth Warren, does a socialist from Massachusetts, does that really have national appeal? And I don't think so, not compared to what we saw last night. So my money is still on Donald Trump, because the one thing that the polls keep coming out with, oh, Bernie Sanders is ahead and Joe Biden's ahead, but 55% of Americans believe that Donald Trump will win re-election. That's a very telling number,
yeah,
isn't it?
And what that also drives is turnout. If Democrats nominate someone that does not please almost everyone, and that's almost a given right now, right, because there's such a schism in the party, and they think Donald Trump's going to win anyway, they're not going to come out and vote. That is the big problem for Democrats.
Well, that is the problem, and I go back to talking to Democrats that I know about Joe Biden. I say, what do you think about Joe Biden? He's leading. They're like, eh.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's considered the safe bet. He's considered the guy that can beat Donald Trump. But as I say, I think what we've seen over the last several weeks, you know, people are kind of, they don't want to come out and say, hey, he looks old and tired, but that's kind of what they're thinking. And, boy, I'll tell you what, last night proved once again Donald Trump is anything but old and tired.
73 years old on Friday, and he's out there moving around, shaking, clapping, doing his thing. You're right. I mean, and compare that to Joe Biden, and you have quite a contrast, to say the least. All right, so when you look at the rest of the 20 people that will be on the stage, I mean, there's some real far-left people there. Eric Swalwell is just frightening to me when I hear him talk.
Yeah.
But what about this gentleman, Yang, is it, from Silicon Valley? I mean, do you have any dark horses out there that you think maybe this debate stage gives them a chance to pick up some points, to get some momentum? Sure, breakthrough.
I think, you know, they're all going to be hoping to do that, and so they're all going to have some bullet ready to launch. I don't know that it'll be Yang. I think he is sort of an interesting candidate, but it could happen for a number of them. But I think almost there are too many people on the stage. I mean, if you have 10 people, not anyone's going to get an enormous amount of time to speak. And my guess is the moderators will go to the bigger names mostly, because that's what the audience is going to want to see, I think.
Sure.
I think it's going to be tough. And honestly, Steve, what can someone say on the left today that's going to be novel and shocking enough, right? I mean, unless they say, let's let all illegals vote, you know, that's a line that could get some interest, or let's give away free everything. But they've already done that. How are you going to break out?
Yeah, and some of them already want the illegals to
vote.
Exactly. You know, so you're exactly right. Liz, greatly appreciate your time. I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on Miami. I look forward to your next column, as I always do. Liz Peek, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Liz Peek from Fox News and the Fiscal Times, brand new column on its way today, as she just mentioned. I don't know what the breakout is going to be. Is there room on a stage of 10 Democrats on each side to make enough of a headline to get that needle to move? Who knows? Straight ahead, one of those Michigan Trump supporters. Don't go anywhere. Michon Maddock on the way. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and